Dressed to Impress by Bevan Catherine. Read by Momo Testic. Part 3 of the Pole Dancing AU. Reader's Note. This story contains ableist language. Arthur thought he probably should have been more surprised when he let himself into his boyfriend's flat and found said boyfriend standing in the sitting room, shirt off, and his secretary crouched at his feet, running her hands down his leg. As it was, he just snorted when Merlin squirmed and Gwen slapped his arse with a sharp, "Stop fidgeting!" and grinned when they both looked up at him. "Arthur!" Merlin said, and smiled as if his friend's face wasn't currently at his crotch. "You're early!" Gwen flashed him a smile, still crouched at Merlin's feet. "Oh, hi, Arthur."
"Hi," Arthur replied.
And then, when neither of them seemed inclined to explain,
"What's all this about?"
"Measurements," Gwen supplied, and Arthur finally saw the measuring tape in her hands as she readjusted it. "I think you mean torture," Merlin whinged. Gwen gave him an unimpressed look. "I could have let Vivian do this," she threatened. Merlin gaped down at her in horror at the mention of the other dancer, who, in addition to being incredibly vapid, had developed something of an obsession with Arthur after they'd been introduced, and a resulting hatred of Merlin. "Thought so. Now quit moving unless you want your costume to fall off on stage."
"What's wrong with the old costume?" Arthur asked.
"New routine, new costume," Gwen answered while scribbling something in a notebook. Arthur smirked when he saw Merlin already beginning to fidget again. He stopped immediately when Gwen raised an eyebrow at him and adopted a martyred expression as she brandished her tape measure one more time before nodding, satisfied. "There, finished. That wasn't so bad, was it?" Merlin didn't say anything, perhaps wisely, and Gwen began to shove her things back into her purse. "I'll let you know when it gets close to finished so we can do a fitting. Should only be a few days. You're both coming to dinner this weekend, right?"
"Of course," Arthur assured her.
"Good. I'll see myself out then. See you tomorrow, Arthur." "Bye, Gwen, and thank you," Merlin added somewhat sheepishly. Gwen smiled at him, and then she was gone, and Merlin collapsed onto the sofa with an exaggerated sigh. Arthur laughed.
"It can't have been that bad."
"You don't know the half of it," Merlin grumbled, lifting his head from a throw pillow to glare at Arthur. "She made me look at fabric swatches for an hour."
"Poor thing," Arthur mocked, and Merlin pulled a ridiculous, pathetic face and held his arms wide like a child, which Arthur was helpless to resist. He allowed himself to be dragged onto the sofa and arranged them so Merlin was lying with his legs across Arthur's lap. Merlin immediately snuggled up against him.
"This is my least favorite part of dancing," he grumbled. "I don't understand why I can't just wear my normal shorts for competitions. I mean, honestly, who cares whether bloody Spring Hill or Misty Fern is the right shade of green for my skin tone?"
Arthur thought he deserved an award for not laughing. "Well, which is it?"
"Neither. Apparently, I'm a winter."
Arthur did laugh at that, but he did it quietly and punctuated with kisses against Merlin's jaw. "You know, as fascinating as this conversation is, I have to say I prefer getting you out of your clothes rather than talk about them." It was Merlin's turn to laugh then.
"Was that a line? Did you actually just use that on me?"
"It worked, didn't it?" Arthur replied smugly, hand moving to follow the inseam of Merlin's sweats. Merlin laughed again and ducked his head to avoid Arthur's lips.
"I'm not that easy," he teased, smirking at Arthur's sound of protest. "Feed me first, then we'll talk."
"So needy," Arthur complained, before dragging Merlin off the sofa and into the kitchen.